good morning, everyone. Dan Cassidy here. Welcome to UBS's Top of the Morning podcast. So as this pandemic period has resulted in many of us spending more time in our homes, many of us have come to realize the perhaps endless list of improvements that can be made, whether it be out of necessity or purely for the pleasure of remodeling. So today we explore how the home improvement industry has fared over these past months and which demographic might drive further demand and bust out the paintbrushes in the months to come. So joining me here on the line for the conversation today, pleased to welcome back Rob Samuels. Rob, as you know, is the consumer analyst for the Americas with the UBS Chief Investment Office. So Rob, good morning to you. Welcome back to Top of the Morning and looking forward to our conversation today.
Thanks, Dan. Good morning, everyone.
So, Rob, I want to point out up front to our listeners and especially our clients, our conversation will tie into a blog you recently authored on this topic, Can Millennials Help Drive Continued Home Improvement Spend? Within that piece, you do highlight that the home improvement category, it has been a beneficiary of pandemic-driven consumer spending trends. I know I've contributed to that. So can you begin, Rob, by putting some numbers around that in terms of performance?
Sure. I know I've been a big contributor to that as well. And anyone who's been into a Home Depot or Lowe's parking lot recently, they've seen it quite full. And really, the numbers speak for themselves. If you look at what the major home improvement retailers put up in regards to same-store sales over the past several quarters, you've seen growth up in the strong double digits, even north of 20%. In this current quarter, which will be reported in the next 2 or 3 weeks. The market is expecting another very strong quarter of same-store sales growth for the major home improvement retailers. So, the numbers have been incredibly strong.
Now, Rob, in terms of the kinds of projects that consumers have been taking on during this period, what have those typically consisted of? I know, speaking from experience, I've done everything from a new ceiling fan to stonework to painting. So I'm sure it varies greatly, right?
Yeah, those honey-do lists have been quite long, and people have been checking a number of items off of them over the last 6 or 7 months. So it's been everything from a simple new can of paint, there's been a lot of outdoor gardening during the summer months, to more complicated things such as bathroom and kitchen remodels. I think once lockdown periods ended back in, I guess it was May or beginning of June, people began to get a little bit more comfortable having people inside of their homes. So you've seen that those bigger projects like the kitchen remodels start to pick up. But it's been mainly driven by those do-it-yourself types of things, like you mentioned, new fan, new light bulbs, new can of paint, outdoor type of project. So it's really been all these little things and bigger things around the house that people have been checking off.
The question becomes, Rob, just given the performance we've seen in this space over the past 6, 7, 8 months, can the momentum in this category continue? And what evidence out there suggests that millennials might try further spend in this space on a going forward basis?
Yeah, we do think there's a case to be made that there are still some legs left to the home improvement trade. When you mentioned millennials, home ownership rates for those under 35 years old is still well below that of older age groups. Interestingly, though, we did recently see a spike in the second quarter, and even Lowe's mentioned on their second quarter conference call that they saw a significant increase in the number of millennial consumers. So given that housing turnover helps to drive home improvement demand, a continued pickup in home ownership by millennials, we think should help to drive demand even further from here.
Just to follow up on one of those points, Rob, you mentioned U.S. home ownership, that rate amongst millennials, that demographic, that's on the rise?
As I mentioned, in the past second quarter, we did see a spike in millennial home ownership rates. Now, whether that continues or not will be something that we are watching. But it was a very, very interesting tick up that we did see in 2Q. And if you look at home ownership rates for millennials versus other demographics, it is much, much lower. When you look at, let's say, for example, between 55 and 64 years old, home ownership rates are about 75% for millennials. And I'm talking about under 35, you know, that number is closer to 35%. So there's a big gap between millennial home ownership and other demographics.
Yeah, that's very interesting, Rob. Thank you for putting that in some context. So with all of this in mind, what kinds of opportunities exist for portfolios with respect to the home improvement space?
Yeah, so whether it's owning the major home improvement retailers or owning some of the, paint manufacturers or brands that sell their products within these retailers. Really, there's a lot of different ways to play or to continue to invest in the home improvement trade. You don't necessarily just have to own the retailers themselves. It could be through, again, the big manufacturers, the tool equipment companies, as I mentioned, paint manufacturers. You know, there are several ways to continue to play the home improvement trade.
Well, Rob, very interesting findings. So thank you for joining us on the podcast today to walk us through them. I know my list of home improvements, it never gets smaller. It always seems to grow. So great catching up with you on the podcast today. Thank you for joining us, and we'll look forward to doing it again soon.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it.
And again, today we've been joined by Rob Samuels. Rob, as I mentioned, is the consumer analyst for the Americas with the UBS Chief Investment Office. Before we close out, again, I do want to remind our listeners and our clients of many blogs and publications available now for you up on UBS Online Services. That does include the blog that Rob has been making reference to during our conversation today. Can Millennials Help Drive Continued Home Improvement Spend? So if you are a client of UBS, simply reach out to your financial advisor if you would like to receive a copy of that blog directly. Though, as I mentioned, the blog can now be located up on UBS Online Services. Top of the Morning will be back again for you tomorrow morning. Have a great day, everyone.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.